You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Although Tropical Storm Cindy has been downgraded to a tropical depression and is weakening, hazardous weather conditions still remain along with possible flooding in low-lying areas. The National Weather Service did issue a tornado warning earlier this morning as radar indicated tornadic conditions approaching Campy, Louisiana in Natchitoches Parish moving east-northeast at 15 miles per hour. So far, no storm damage has been reported, and the tornado warning has expired at 7:30 a.m. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for Natchitoches, Red River, and DeSoto parishes, as well as parts of southeast Arkansas. For much of Louisiana, there is the concern for rising water and flooded roadways. Sean Wilson, Secretary for Louisiana's Department of Transportation and Development, warns anyone who plans to drive today to check their routes first for flooding at the website 511LA.org.
When you get to that site, you have the opportunity to see any closure on the road, but more importantly, where we have high water.
The major cause of death during the August storms last year was flash flooding. Again, the website to check is 511LA.org. Louisiana State Police have reported parts of I-49 near Natchitoches have some water on the highway near Highway 174. Latest word is the highway has not been closed, but conditions could worsen. Also, water has been reported on Highway 71 near Campy, Louisiana. The aftermath of Tropical Storm Cindy has resulted in road closures, mostly along coastal areas. As it stands now, the storm's assessment is not as severe as the flooding that happened last August, but heavy rain showers are still expected to develop across northwest Louisiana, east Texas, and south Arkansas throughout the day and into the evening, so flash flooding is still possible. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.